I know also there's a big neoadjuvant study that's going to be presented at ESMO. What do we know about that? And what do we know in general right now? I think it's been looked at in I-SPY about checkpoint inhibitors in the neoadjuvant and adjuvant setting.
Yeah, so it's an incredibly kind of exciting space. Early on, you know, the first study that we saw was a phase two arm of the I-SPY 2 trial that looked at weekly paclitaxel and pembrolizumab, followed by AC given without the pembrolizumab, followed by surgery. And what they reported in that, it was a small group of patients, but it was a really significant finding that the addition of pembrolizumab given concurrently with the taxane phase of treatment led to a tripling of the estimated pathologic complete response rate. And what was also incredibly interesting with that study is that a similar trend was seen in high-risk hormone receptor-positive patients as well. And so KEYNOTE-522 was the follow-on phase 3 study looking at pembrolizumab in an early triple-negative breast cancer setting. There is a parallel study ongoing now, KEYNOTE-756, looking at that chemotherapy with or without pembrolizumab in hormone receptor-positive disease. So that's going to be a while until we get those results. But what we're really excited about is the 522 result that will be reported at ESMO. This is the first report of a phase 3 trial looking at a checkpoint inhibitor in triple negative early stage breast cancer. The press release did come out saying that it met its primary endpoint. So this was a large study, over 1,100 patients, and all patients receive a chemotherapy backbone of paclitaxel and carboplatin followed by AC, so somewhat of an interesting choice. They decided to go with the four-drug backbone, including carboplatin, and then patients were randomized to receive pembrolizumab or placebo, and the pembrolizumab was given all the way through the neoadjuvant therapy, so through the taxane carboplatin portion, through the AC portion, and then even after surgery, it is continued to complete a full year of treatment. So there's the neoadjuvant and then the adjuvant phase of the study. And so it's really exciting that it met the primary endpoint for pathologic complete response rate improvement. It was powered as well for event-free survival, so that's really important. And so those data will be coming subsequently, but I think we're all really excited to look at this. So